That was Steve Martin's opening line. What? Remember Steve Martin? I was born a poor black child. Yeah.
Look at the world done to me.
Yeah.
Meta. Live with this.
We're live already?
Well, I'll stop telling my story.
Well, I just didn't want you to say anything you didn't want the world to hear. Live.
We're live. Superstar. Okay, Ryan's going to give us a scripture and then pray us in. And then we're going to get started on tonight's Bible study. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Soldiers for Christ Global Community Church. That's right.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. Hallelujah. Coming to you live from Long Beach, California.
Amen.
A couple things. I normally don't do this or say this, but the Lord kind of gave me a prophetic word.
Okay.
And this is what he said. Rain is coming.
Yes.
And then he corrected it. He said, a flood is coming. And then he said, the flood is going to happen where the most seeds have been scattered to produce the most souls for the kingdom. So we're to pray that the Lord and us would scatter as many seeds of the gospel as possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the word. That's what
that
he gave
it?
Me.
All right.
So
that's a good word. That's the word I'm getting too.
Amen. Hebrews 12.
Yes.
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we draw near to you tonight through the study of your word, I ask, Lord, that you would draw near to us. Lord, give Pastor Sandy the anointing of your Holy Spirit to reveal to us the deeper hidden things of your word, the deeper truths of your word, the word that was made flesh, walked amongst us, and lived that perfect life, and then took that perfection and nailed it to the cross for the redemption of our sins. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for redeeming us back to you by the shed blood of the Messiah. So Father God, help us to live like we're saved, like we're born again, Father God. I pray, Father God, that your redemption would produce fruit. Father God, that tonight you would speak through Pastor Sandy, you would speak to by the still small voice to our hearts.
Yes.
Reveal to us what you would have us to do, Lord. I pray, God, that tonight we would be motivated and inspired to lay down every burden that we have, every sin that besets us. Let us repent and let us go forward, spreading seeds of the gospel everywhere we go. Father, we pray for the people in this church and this assembly of believers. God, that your Holy Spirit would overwhelm them tonight, and that salvation would come to everyone who hears this message. So, Lord, lead us now in the study of your word. We surrender to you. Father, reveal to us your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we ask you to reveal to us the Father, that we may better understand who you are and your call in our lives. Lord, we praise you. We bless you. We've come here tonight to learn about you. May we all leave here tonight changed people who are set apart and sanctified for your call and your purpose in our lives. For the glory of you, Lord Jesus, do we commit the rest of this evening by your name and through your power. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. I want to thank Douglas Kendall. He wrote me a nice letter. I'm going to have to take time and read it tonight. And then there is, and this is from Hawaii, it looks like. Ooh, it is. That's Craig and Sierra in Hawaii. Thank you for continuing to bless us with your message updates and receive from the Lord. Here are that was for you to read, Pastor Ben. Thank you anyway. I appreciate you guys. It was wonderful. That's our Hawaii group, Pastor Ben. And then I have this other letter, and this letter, I think it's from, I was going to say Gilbert, but that's Gilbert, Arizona. This is from Terry Hargis, and she lives in Gilbert, Arizona. Thank you for all your exciting and interesting work you do to help teach, educate people like me. I've been listening to you a few months and thoroughly enjoying learning about everything you teach. May God bless you and your ministry. May he come soon to our homes. In Jesus' name, thank you, Terry. Appreciate it. God bless you. And then I just want to say this last thing because Shanna Caruso sent me spices to cook with. And I really want to say thank you for all the spices. And I will be using them because Drea's got me cooking more. No more fast food. All right. And so and then this hot stuff, Pastor Ben.
I'll let you take that.
Ooh. No, my boys would love that. So praise God. All right. Is someone out there, Pastor? Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. I got an email from a young lady, part of our church. And I don't want to mispronounce her name. Tayana, I think that's how you pronounce it, okay? So anyway, she emails me this message, and she says, "Hey, Pastor Sandy, did you know that Genesis chapter 2, verse 22, have you read it?" And so I said, let me look at it, you know? So I read Genesis chapter 2. Let's read Genesis chapter 2. Verse 22. And you tell me rather you think this verse fits what's going on here, Pastor Ben. Okay. Genesis chapter 2. Such a hard. Chapter 2, verse 22. Okay. Chapter 2, verse 22 says, "Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man." That's Genesis chapter 2, verse 22. He brought her to the man. Okay.
22.
So here we go again.
22.
Okay. I kept saying like the now. She said the first word, the word for take, look, is in the scripture, and it is. It's, he took the rib, but what was more important to me was the fact that the rib which he took from man, the cotch from man, it says he made a woman, and in verse 22, he said he took her to the man. Took her to Adam, okay? So that gave me curiosity. I was saying, so if I'm like, Lord, since you keep showing us that everything is about this year, 2022, and that our taking away is in 2022, and all of this stuff that's going on, then I want to study more of this Genesis chapter 2, because this is where it's all happening, okay? And then so I continue reading, and it said, and Adam said, this is now, okay, he brought her to Adam, and then what does Adam say? This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Now, to most people, that won't mean anything until you realize that Adam is only playing the role of Jesus. He's repeating what Jesus is going to say when he receives his bride.
Amen.
Okay? Because his bride is going to be just like him.
Yeah.
Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Jesus has a resurrected body in heaven. Okay? And when you arrive, you'll arrive in a resurrected body. And Jesus will say, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, just like me. Okay? So the prophecy is coming true. And the verse before him saying that is verse 22, which says, God took the rib and formed a woman and brought the woman to God. 22.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm just like, Lord, if I'm not just going to start checking every 22 in the Bible,
yeah,
because it seems like everywhere you wanted to put a message to us about the taking away, it's in the 22nd verse.
Yeah.
Okay? So before we get started, I want to teach this real fast. We have a Bible study called Two Adams, okay, in the Bible, okay? Because something that you guys don't understand, and if you don't understand this, the scriptures say that Jesus says, God says, I tell you the end from the beginning, okay? So God is telling you the end, but he's telling you the end at the beginning. So when you get to all of this New Testament stuff, you never should be confused. Now, if Jesus comes back and he does, and his bride is still here, that means that Genesis chapter 22, verse 23 is incorrect, because God would not have taken the bride to Adam. So God is going to take the bride to Adam, and that's prophesied. This is one of these rapture scriptures, and we're going to look deeper into that, because God solidified it even more than that. But there's two Adams. Listen to what Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 40, verse 45. It says, so it is written, the first Adam became a living being, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. Okay? So the Bible says there is a first Adam and there is a last Adam. So there are two Adams. The first Adam, he says, became a living being. The last Adam is a life-giving spirit. So the last Adam, which is Jesus, he can give life. He's a life-giving spirit. You understand? So therefore, the last Adam is God, is Christ. Now, as we begin to know and understand this, Genesis gives us the account of the creation. On the sixth day, God created Adam. Okay? Genesis verse 1, verse 26 and 27. Then God said, let us make mankind in our own image. And I'm reading it properly because this is how my Hebrew friend read it to me. He said, no, not man, mankind. And I'm like, okay, why do you structure that as mankind? And then he started taking me through some of the scriptures that would be mankind instead of man, okay? And I could not argue with him. So he says, then God said, let us make mankind in our own image, in our own likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over the livestock
and all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In his image, God created them, male and female, he created them. He created him, male and female, he created them. So how many of them did he make, okay? I don't want to argue with anybody. Don't call me and say, I don't believe that. I believe that was the first Adam. Well, if you do, that's okay. I don't, it doesn't, no hair off my skin, right? Or whatever, how the saying goes. Pastor Ben knows all those older sayings. Okay.
Skin off my nose.
Yeah, no skin off my nose. Okay. So it says, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 and 3. Now listen to what I'm about to read you. Chapter 2, verse 1 and 3 says, the heavens and the earth were complete in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had done, and on the seventh day, he rested from all of his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Now, chapter 2, verse 5, it says, no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, no plant had yet sprung up, for the Lord had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work the ground. Okay?
Amen.
Now, listen to this, what you're agreeing to, because here we are in chapter 2, and it says there's no shrubs, there's no plants, there's no vegetation on the earth because God had not sent rain. But yet, watch Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. Okay? Now, that was Genesis chapter 2, verse 5. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and 13 says, then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, trees on the land that bear fruit with seeds in it, according to their various kinds, and it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their own kind, and trees bearing fruit with seeds in it according to their own kind. And God saw that it was good. Vahi erev, vahi boker, there was evening, there was morning, and that was the third day. So on the third day, God had already said, I created plants, trees, fruit, vegetables growing with seeds in it. And then you get to the eighth day, and he says there's no vegetation. Where is there no vegetation growing?
In
the Garden of Eden. So God, in the Garden of Eden, is going to create a whole different type of man. Okay? This man is completely different from the rest of mankind. Now watch this in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 and 9. Then the Lord formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Now, when God created mankind, did it say that God breathed his breath into them?
Nope.
Okay? They had life, but God did not breathe his breath into them. So, if God breathed his breath into Adam, that means out of all the people that live on the planet, there's only one that has the Spirit of God living inside of him.
Amen.
So when the second Adam comes, even though everybody is walking around living with souls, he's the only one that has the Spirit of God living inside of him. Okay? Because he's representing the first Adam, and the first Adam is representing him. You understand? You have to know this, because we're going to get into this, why bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh is so important. Okay? Man to be alone, I will make him a suitable helper. Okay? Ooh, you guys. I wish I could just teach. Okay? A suitable helper is the Samech. Okay? That's 120. Now, if you don't know, Samech meaning 120 is representing Eve. Samech equaling 120 means that the 120 is relative to who the Samech is. 120 is in the book of in the story of Samson, the Samech is the pillar. Okay? The Samech in Hebrew, the Samech is the congregation, 120. But here the Samech is a helper for Adam. So he's creating the church. Okay? So he's referring to this helper as being the pillar, the church. All of this is being Samech, because Samech is 120. So this helper he's making is representing something. What's she representing? The church. The church that's going to be formed in the earth, okay? Here it is. Let's keep going. It says here, so he said, I'm going to make a suitable helper. Then he says this in verse 21. He says, the Lord caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up his flesh. So now here is Jesus Christ. He's on the cross, right? He dies. You know how they knew he died? They said, break their legs to see, he says, so that they can die. He says, they get to Jesus and they said, he's already dead. So he takes the spear and he pushes it into his side, and out of it comes what? Blood and water. Which you are born again by the blood covenant and by the water baptism, right? So what came out of Jesus' side forms his bride. Because out of that covenant is going to come who? The church. Okay. You got to know who Adam is, because this whole thing is building up to a big boom. Okay. So. So he took the rib. While Adam was asleep. Had Adam sinned yet? No. So this is an innocent man he put to sleep. Okay. And so, while he sleep, it says, then the Lord made a woman, chapter 2, verse 22. Then the Lord made a woman from the rib, from what came out of his side, that he had taken out of man, and he brought her to Adam. 2:22. Okay? So, everything in scripture, God is like, see, I was already telling the story about what I'm going to do this year in Genesis chapter 22. Yeah. And so much to this is just blows my mind sitting at home. Okay. Now, every scripture says this. And watch this. I'm going to read. Watch this, what it says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. It says, now after the Sabbath, what's after the Sabbath? What day comes after the Sabbath? Sunday, right? If the Sabbath is Saturday, what they call Saturday, then the next day after the Sabbath is Sunday, okay? Or what we call Sunday, what the Jews call Yom Rishon, or the first day, or they call it Shmini Atzeret, which is the eighth day, right? Because after seven comes eight, or after seven comes the first day of the week. And this is what they say. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, so this is Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord had descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His continuance was like lightning, and his clothes like as white as snow. And the guard shook for fear of him and became like dead men. The angels answered and said to the women, do not be afraid. I know you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. He says, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, where he used to lay. Jesus, so that means Jesus came out of the tomb when? On the eighth day. That's why on the sixth day, God creating mankind was not creating the first Adam. God created mankind on the sixth day, but on the eighth day, the day after he rested, he created a new man. Someone that could be a life-giving spirit. Someone that would have his spirit in him, okay? Someone that would be willing to lay down for his bride and to be pierced in the side for his bride so that God could produce a helper for him, a Semet, a 120, okay? So all of this happened. Now, Jesus dies in a body like yours and mine. He was born in a body like yours and mine. It was amazing. Had diaper change. Everything we go through, if he cut, he bleed. Everything that we went through, Jesus was going through life in a regular man's body. You understand? Although he knew he was God, and sometimes, you know, he'd have to like, all right, Lord, I got to do some things on this one. But most times he's in a regular body. Because that body is going to die. You understand? So, Jesus dies. When he resurrects, they come to see him. He resurrects. What kind of body is he in now?
Resurrected body.
He's in a body that can never die again. He's in a body that if you close the door, I'll just walk right through it. He's in a body that says, I think I'd rather be across town right now. And he translates. He's in a different body. It's not like the body that he had before he died. Okay? So Jesus is in a resurrected body. He resurrects and he goes back up to heaven.
Yes.
In what? When the apostles are standing there and he ascends up into heaven, he's in a resurrected body.
Yes.
So Jesus is in heaven. Guess what? He has a resurrected body up there.
Amen.
You know what he doesn't have up there? He doesn't have his bride. Someone else with a resurrected body. Someone else that he died for.
Yes.
Now, the scriptures say that Jesus, that Adam, here, I'll read it, and it'll be a lot easier. It's always easier. Okay, now watch this. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. And Adam was not the one deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner. See there? It's the woman's fault. Now, if you're a woman's league, see, the church always trying to blame it on the woman. The Bible says Adam was not deceived.
Right.
Satan didn't trick Adam. It's like, no, I know what God told me. Okay. I know what you told her, and I tried to tell her, but somehow you've been able to get to her, and she's been deceived, but I'm not deceived.
Right.
After she ate it, Adam said, she said she turned and she gave some to her husband. Did he eat it because he was deceived?
No.
Why did he eat it?
To die with his bride.
To die with his bride, okay? So now he wants to die. He wants to experience death with his bride, okay? So now, when Adam comes out of his sleep stage, he has himself, okay? But he doesn't have his bride yet.
Amen.
That bride has to be brought to Adam. It has to be brought because after God created the bride, he brought the bride to Adam.
Yes.
He cannot come back to earth to get to church.
Amen.
He can't. He can come to a cloud, but you can't come back down here.
Right. It's not time.
You can't come back down here. So God says God brings the bride to Adam. Now, if you believe that the Holy Spirit is God, because some people are like, oh, he's the moving force. No, the Holy Spirit is God. You have God living, you have the Spirit of God living inside of you.
Yes.
Okay? The Holy Spirit is God, okay? And it's the Holy Spirit that's going to take the bride back. He's going to take the bride to Adam. Amen. Or to the second Adam or the last Adam, right? Yes. So the Holy Spirit takes us to Adam, and Adam sees us. When we get to the cloud, he sees us.
Yes.
And what does he say?
Bone
of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
Yes.
Okay. Now we're going to stop there. Look at the board. Okay. Because I can look at the notes, but we can look at the board. Now, whew, this is so good. Okay, now, in the scripture that says to the world in 2021, 2022, that's that last year, Smita, that he says to the whole world, oh, that they were wise, that they understood, that they would consider their latter end. This is it, y'all. God told you. He said, if you was wise, you would know it's your latter end too. Okay? So now, I said, well, let me gematria that whole scripture. That whole scripture has a numerical value of 1661, which is God, God, salvation, salvation.
Yeah.
So God is leading salvation through, okay? So he's telling you, look, this is God leading salvation through, okay? So what does 1661 mean? In Greek, it means in the last day. Wow. Okay, so the same numerical value that says it's the latter end, the same numerical value also says at the last day. Okay? So, we begin to look at 1611 is 11 times 151. I'm like, what is 151 so important? So I started looking at some of the other words. 19 times 151 is 2869, which means the body of Jesus. That's the church. 2 times 151 is 302, which means the church, ecclesia. Okay. 151 equals the gathering. 151 means the gathering. 151 means, and not just the gathering, it means this gathering. Watch this gathering. Isaiah 57, verse 1. And the righteous perish. Okay? Which is the word avad. And its numerical value of avad is 7. Okay? So that's not perish to death. This is a number that equals God. Okay? It says the righteous avad, they disappear. That's a godly thing. And no man takes it to heart. Merciful men are gathered, asoft, taken away to God, while no one considers that the righteous have been asoft, taken away from evil, from facing evil. So 151 means what? You've been taken away, you've been gathered and taken away from what? From seeing evil. So now, I said, Lord, or the Lord said, look and see what bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh means. What's the numerical value of it? 1510.
Ultimate.
The ultimate. This is the marriage. So 1510 now means bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. This is the marriage. God put this in Genesis. to let you know that 161, 1661 in the last days is completely connected to bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Completely connected to the gathering of the church. Completely connected. Everything's connected. So God is like, I'm pouring it on. I've given it to you. And the scripture that says that the marriage happens is the scripture right after that says, He formed a bride and took the bride to Adam. Two. Okay? Praise God.
Amen.
So I have it here on the notes for you tonight so that you can look at this stuff, okay? So we looked at this and we said 161 means in the last days. 161 also means, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming and great and dreadful day of the Lord. So when the church is taken out, you're going to get Elijah in the world. Who's Elijah? He's one of the two witnesses. In the book of Revelation, he witnessed for 1,260 days or 42 months, for 3.5 years, Elijah and Moses witnessed preaching the gospel, bringing plagues upon the earth in the tribulation time. Until the Antichrist comes up out of the sea, or he comes up out of the earth, and it's not two Antichrists. The sea is the same place as the earth.
Yeah.
Understand this, the world is considered a body of water. That's why you're a fish that God is trying to get out of here. You understand?
Yeah.
The world is a body of water. So the Antichrist comes up out of the sea. It's the same thing as the Antichrist comes up out of the world. It's not too different, because you got people teaching, oh, there's one Antichrist comes out of the sea, and then in 13, there's another Antichrist that comes out of the earth. And no, it's the same. The earth is the body of water.
Yeah.
The sea is the body of water. Because in 17, you'll see that Babylon sits on the sea, okay?
Yeah.
Sits on many seas. It's the same thing, the world. Okay.
Yeah.
Then, 161 also means this. Make haste, my people. Be thou like a... This is Song of Songs. That says what? What does Song of Songs say? It says, take me away. Make haste. Take me away, Lord. You hear that? Make haste. Take me away, my beloved. Be thou like a roe to a young heart upon the mountain of spices. So Psalms 8:1-4 is asking God, or take me away. Take me away from here, okay? Be like a young stag. Take me to a mountain of spices, okay? Song of Songs, 22nd book. The last verse of Song of Song is the 117th verse, because Song of Song has 117 verses. So it's the last verse, and the last verse is 8:14. 8 + 14 is 22.
Uh-huh.
And it says what? Take me away. Be like a young stallion. Bring me into the mountain of spices. So everything about 22 is telling you, this is it, this is it, this is it. Gets better than this. Let's keep going.
Amen.
Okay. Make broad. All right. Let's see, I'm on page 4 now, but I don't think I'm going to be there that long, but I do want to mention it, because we went over the letters, and the 11th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Kaf, which means the crowning accomplishment. Crowning accomplishment of who? Jesus Christ. What's his crowning accomplishment? Well, if it's the 11th letter, that means it's a Sophit. The ending has started. It's him going down. So Jesus is coming down. It is a Lamed. Oh my God, you're so awesome. He made it a Lamed because Lamed is in Psalms 121. It's the only Med of the ascending Psalms. Do you understand that? It's the only Lamed of the ascending Psalms. And the Lamed stands for the shepherd's staff. So it's the only Lamed that is the ascending psalm, and it's a shepherd's staff, okay? And then Jesus says what? My sheep hear my voice. So then what's the numerical value of Psalm 121? 2220, the ultimate voice of God. Because 222 is Elohim, the voice of Elohim. But 2220 is the ultimate voice of God. You will hear that day because the shepherd's voice is going. And he says, and I lead them out. Yeah. I lead them out. They only know my voice and I lead them out. Okay.
Amen.
So in that portion with the pink in it is the pi sequences. And 2220, right after 220 in the pi sequence, is 888, which is Jesus. 2022, right after that in the pi sequence, is 153, the body of Christ, or the 153 fish that get raptured. Now, get to page 5. Get to page 5. Kan shel morim smitra. You know what that means? In Hebrew, it means here we honor the smita. You see that sign sitting in that field? That was placed in that field in 5782 on Yosh Hashanah. So what were they saying? This is the year that the land must rest. It's the seventh year. So they put this big sign in the field in Israel, and it says in English, we honor the Shemitah. So we got this sign meaning that this field will not be harvested, okay? Because this is the seventh year of the Shemitah, okay? So they put that, but they put it in the field, 5782, okay? Kan shemorim smita, here we honor the smita. It says here, the year 5782 is a smita year. It is a year of rejuvenation of the land of Israel and for the people of Israel. So guess what this past year, it was a non-harvest year, okay? Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew New Year was September 7th. That's 2021. September is the ninth month of the year on the Gregorian calendar, but for Israel who don't obey the Bible, it's the first month of the year. So they changed their year in September. So it became from 5781 to 5782 in 2021 of our year, okay? So it became 5782. Here it is, okay? Let me read this. So September is the ninth month of the year on the Gregorian calendar and the first month of the year on the Hebrew calendar. It is interesting to note that when you put the two together, you have both a end and a beginning, meaning the end's gonna start in the same year as the beginning. Because it's the end of the Shemitah, that means now it's the beginning of the harvest. You understand? So therefore, Israel knows that this is the end of the seventh year, and for the next 7 years, something different has to happen. And guess what? It'll be the 11th Shemitah, the next 7 years after Rosh Hashanah, they will enter into the 11th Shemitah, which is what? Confusion and judgment. How many times is 11 in the Bible? 11 times. How many times 11 years is in the Bible? 9 times. Judgment and confusion. Okay? So this 11th Shemitah is set by God to be tribulation. He planned this.
Wow. That's crazy.
He said the year of confusion is going to be the last 7 years of the Shemitah. It'll be and then when that ends, guess what it'll be? Then it'll be the 12th Shemitah, which means perfect government. So Jesus will be back.
Right. that's perfect.
So I'm just telling you, your God is like amazing planner, right?
That's crazy.
Okay, oh, that's a cat. Make sure he don't come in here now. All right, so here we go. It says the current, watch this, what it says. The current meter year is 2021 to 2022. Do you guys hear that? So in 2021 to 2022 is the current meter year, or Año Mundo, Mundi 5782 on the Hebrew calendar. The next meter cycle will be 28 and 2028 and 2029. So this next 7 years, it says this next 7 years of this meter after Rosh Hashanah will last from till 2028 and 2029 of the Rosh Hashanah of that year. So is God in perfect timing with everything that he's written in scripture or not? Okay, watch this. Let's go to the next page, page 6. Deuteronomy 32, verse 29. What does Deuteronomy 32, verse 29 say? It says, I'm gonna go to it because we can read them both and you'll see that it's a beginning and it's an end, okay? And I want you to know that, okay? I'm in Deuteronomy, I'm in 32. I'm in verse 29, and it says, if only they were wise, if only they were wise and would understand this and discern that it is their latter end. You hear that? That's 2029. Know what that is? That's 2021, 2022. That's the Smita that started in 2021 that lasts till 2022. Am I the only one blown away? This is so crazy to me. Now, we go down 7 verses, okay? And the 7th verse would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 would be 36, okay? But we're going like this. Look, the Lord will judge his people and when? In 2028. And then in 2029, let's look what he says in the next verse. He will say, now where is their God? Their rock they took refuge in. So he's gonna mock them. He's gonna go, now where's the rock that you put your trust in? Because your rock is not like the rock of heaven.
Right.
Your rock is not like Jesus. So in 7 verses later, it tells you God's gonna forgive Israel and he's gonna mock them and say, now where's your big God? Okay, now, in Psalms 121, let's go to Psalms 121. Psalms 121, the only psalm that says, Le Ma'alot, that says, this is the action of going up. This is what it happens. You have 15 psalms, and only one of them has a lament in it. And you go, well, I don't think God meant anything by that. God means something by everything he's put in this book.
Amen.
You understand?
Yes.
So you got one lament, and it's in Psalms 121, and it says, this is the time of ascending. Le Ma'alot. Okay? It is the lament, so that means it's what? The shepherd's staff.
Yes.
Then, shepherd's staff is 74. 74, 74, 74 is 222. If I do the whole verse of Psalms 121, the first
2220,
the oath of God. When are you going to hear it? In the Smita year from 2021 to 2022. I'm trying to tell you guys, there's a real wolf in the yard. Okay?
Man.
I'm trying to tell you guys what the Lord has been showing me. And for you to say, you know, God said it's going to rain.
No, I'm letting you know.
It's a flood that's coming. Okay? Sunday, I'm trying to tell people, look, this is the opportunity to save your life.
Amen.
Stay in Christ, because this is about to happen. You don't have to go through tribulation.
Amen.
Most of us ain't never been through none, so we think like, oh, we'll be okay. You ain't never been through. But what's going to happen is going to happen.
Amen.
Do I need to wait on you guys? Because I can.
Yes.
I do? Okay. This mic ain't working?
Yes.
Throw it away. The last time I was choppy.
So was the Pastor Ben.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. The last messenger was like that. Okay, now. This is so awesome. Now watch this. Let's go here. Okay, you guys ready? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. So, Psalms 121 says, it's a lament, it's the shepherd's staff, it's 222, and also the whole verse is 2220, which means what? The ultimate voice of God, the ultimate chariot ride. Okay, let's go to Psalms 129, because that would be the end of the tribulation, which would be actually Psalms 128 and 129. Okay? It says, blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his way. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessed and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Who? Jesus. Your sons will be like olive shoots around the table. Who? Jesus. Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. You, who is he talking to? Jesus. And you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. And may you live to see your children's children be peace be upon you. Now, and you don't get it in the Hebrew, but it says the strong man.
Flip your mic up.
Yes. The strong man is going to be, the strong man is going to sit around the table with his own children.
Yes.
And he's going to see the prosperity of his own children. Okay? When he returns. 129 repeats the same thing. It says, they have greatly oppressed me from my youth. Let Israel now say, listen, you guys, let's learn some Hebrew. Jesus says, you will not see me again until you say, Baruch Abba, Beshem Adonai, until you plead with the Lord, till you plead for my help, till you speak it and you plead. Now it says in 129, but this is how it says it. It says, they have greatly oppressed me from my youth. Let Israel say. And then in the Hebrew it says, let ve'omer na. Na means to plead. Let Israel now plead with God to rescue them so that he can come and that he can take you. You understand? When you ask for him, he's going to rescue you.
Yeah.
Okay? Let me read this portion. I know you said I had 10 minutes, so I know I got at least five more. Listen to this. Another highly significant application of the number 10 emerges from the relationship with the numerical value of the semantically related Greek and Hebrew words. You guys understood all that? Okay, good. It says, in the algebraic of God's word, the number 10 functions much like a magnifying glass. You hear that? The number 10 operates like a magnifying glass. Multiplication by 10 does not so much alter the meaning as amplifying the meaning. It is frequently found in the transform from Hebrew to Greek and in the fulfillment of prophecies. It says a few examples should make this function clear. Now here's the clarity of the function. Okay? If I multiply something by 10 in Hebrew, if I multiply something by 10, this says it does not change it does not alter what it means, it amplifies it. Okay? So 141 is Passover, but 148 is Passover, but 1480 is Christ. 71 is the dove, but 710 is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay? 222 on your page is the voice of God. It's found in the scripture, Exodus chapter 19, verse 19. Okay? 2220 is the ultimate voice of God. 117 is my close personal friends. Okay? 117 in Psalms 110 says, sit here until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Why? Because his close personal friends would be there with him.
Yeah.
Okay? Isaiah, here it is. 151 is Isaiah 57:1, which says the righteous disappear and nobody ponders in their heart. The righteous are asaf, 151, and no one understands that the righteous have been asaf, 151, to spare them from seeing evil,
yeah.
To spare them from facing evil, 151, okay? So what's 1510? Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. 1510 is Adam getting married and receiving his bride and saying, finally, somebody here with a resurrected body just like me. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. The last one, we already looked at it. 120 is the Semek. I'm going to make you a helper. Okay? That's the church. 120 with a zero behind it is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And let's read that and then say goodnight. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And this is what it says. Let's see. He appears the body of the king. Is that 1 Timothy? Am I in 3? Is that? Oh, here it is. Here it is, 15. It says, listen to God. If I am delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God. The pillar, 121, but now it's 121 plus a zero, 1200. The pillar and foundation of truth is what? The church. So 120 is the church. 120 is the pillars that Samson pushed out. 120 with a zero is the foundation and the truth. The church and the foundation and the truth is the church. So every time God multiplies something by 10, it's showing you the fullness of what it is. So if 151 is in the last day, if 151 is in the last day, and 151 is the body of Jesus, and 151 is the church, and 151 is the gathering, and 1510 is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, you're now in a resurrected body. You're just like the second Adam. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's talk tomorrow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Get up here, Brother Ryan. I hope the microphone off most of the time?
For a little bit. Okay.
The whole message got screwed up. Can you do it again?
Yeah, I can do it. I can do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's close it out in prayer. Lord, we thank you, God, that tonight you're speaking to us. Now speak through us. God, I ask for vision for all who heard this message. The ability to discern all spirits and to desire all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Father, I'm asking for a new heart and a renewed mind, one that desires to walk in the righteousness that comes from faith. And Lord, I'm asking for a vision of everyone who heard this message, that what it will be like to stand before you. Lord, let us live for that day now. Let us repent of anything that will hinder us from that day now. Lord, let us be ready to stand before you. For Lord, if we hear your voice, we don't want to harden our hearts. So cause us to hear you, and may our hearts be fertile ground to be obedient to what you would have us to do. We love you, Lord. We thank you for this time in your word. Bless Pastor Sandy as he prepares to speak again to us tomorrow. May your Holy Spirit lead him, guide him, and speak to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Yeshua. Hallelujah. All right.
And they got all the messages, just a little crappy.
Okay.
For 30 seconds.
Okay. Why are you saying the whole thing got messed up?
I can't be messing with you.
Don't be messing with me, man.
Look at the wind blowing.